Jill Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
So I don't know anybody who would be better to talk to us about observable things out there.
Besides snow and ice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure that's true, but I'll gladly fill you in on what I've been thinking about lately. When we get close, as we are getting, of the spring equinox, this time of year in particular, it's like, yeah, so what are the signs of spring or of where we are in the winter? So I thought, oh, well, I got to go back and get a summary of winter so far, right? And see what have we stacked up to, since we'll soon be moving out of at least winter by the calendar. I can only speak specifics to where we live, which is about 5 miles inland as the bird flies from the lake. And we have had 105 inches of snowfall, measurable snowfall, this winter so far. That is compared to 81 last year. So that indeed confirms what we all know.
What we've all suspected.
But then I looked a little deeper into it at kind of the snow totals from November through February, those months that we've finished so far of this winter. And boy, the months have been really amazingly close to each other in terms of amount of snowfall. So the snowiest month was December. We had almost 30 inches at our place. November was a little behind that. January was a little behind that. February was a little behind that, down to 23 and some. So, gosh, that's unusual. I look back through some of the years, and that's not typical to have that much kind of consistency across that many months mm-hmm. of snow totals for the month that have fallen. But then looking at how much precipitation came in the snow, then we see how much variability there can be. So there again, those first months, November, December, and January, were pretty similar in terms, you know, a little over 2 inches of precipitation in the range of snowfalls that we had at our place. But come to February, it was not quite half, just a little bit more than half of that. So February was lots of snow still, you know, almost 2 feet of snow in February, but very dry snow, just a little over an inch. And then when I stop and think about it, oh yeah, all the February shoveling, there was plenty to do, but it was all easy shoveling. So at our place now, we have right around 36 inches of snow packed, and I'd be really surprised if that changed really radically for any length of time. Maybe March will bring some big snowfall, but typically if we get those big snowfalls, the pack goes up briefly, but then it comes down really quickly, partly because oftentimes our March snows are wet, especially compared to the ones we've had now in February. And so that, just the weight of the snow itself compresses the snow underneath it when it's so little consolidated as it is right now. And then the sun, you know, and just overall temperatures really take the snowpack down. Sometimes on a sunny day now, it isn't at all surprising if I go out and measure an inch of decrease every day, you know, with just pauses where we have extended cloudy periods or something. Yeah, so this snowpack will be changing. And because we haven't had really significant meltdowns now for quite a long time, so because of that, the snowpack we have right now is very poorly consolidated. So snowshoeing, if you go off trail snowshoeing, it's a workout. There's no easy snowshoeing right now except on a packed trail. But as we get warmer days and weather, and if we get some, when we get rains, that will change that quickly, and that will become much more consolidated, which means that what we have to look forward to, given that we have all this snow at this stage of the winter, is the potential for a great crust skiing, you know, lake skiing and snowshoeing out in the woods, through the woods, from this totally different perspective. Because if you're 3 feet higher than you normally cruise through the woods, you see different things and notice different things. So there's definitely winter left, but winter to enjoy. We still have pine grosbeaks around. That's notable in my case because usually it's very consistent that the pine grosbeaks leave right around February 18th. So they're leaving quite a bit later than I've seen most years at our place. We don't have as big a flock around as we had at one point, but we didn't have the same consistent numbers throughout the winters. So it's fun that to still be able to hear them calling back and forth to each other. Red poles still around. There have been long-tailed ducks out on Lake Superior. So chances are they've been here all winter, dodging the ice, coming and going. Also in February, I saw mergansers out on the lake. I'm not really sure how unusual or typical that would be, but I really enjoyed seeing those things mm-hmm. this year. And maybe I've had a chance to see them because ice has hemmed them in at times, closer in to the shore than they might otherwise be, you know, if they have most of the lake to operate in. I think recently 91-92% of the lake is frozen. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. And yes. I'm looking forward to those big piles that are going to
come roaring up onto the shore.
Up. Yeah. The other thing I've been wondering about in relation to where we are in the winter is that not here in Grand Marais so much, but other places along the shore, and especially in Duluth and down in the Twin Cities, I've seen a lot of shrubs and mountain ash with the berries still on. And it makes me wonder if a lot more robins just kind of blew on past Minnesota this year in terms of lingering, you know, overwintering. I don't know, but no one's told me that they've been seeing robins in town. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if there are a few, but yeah, so just seeing all that fruit made me think, gosh, well, maybe birds just had their intuition was that, it's going to be kind of a wicked,
really
cold winter. Let's move right along. So those of us who stayed will get to welcome them
yes.
as they return.
Jill Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods and waters. Thanks for talking to us today about what you've observed this winter.
You're welcome.